Now we're going to try and hook up with Neil Sackley live on a hovercraft, which is going to Southampton. Neil, can you? I can hear the hovercraft. Can you hear me okay, Neil?
This could very well be a first, Alex, because we are live on board a hovercraft coming up Southampton Water. And you know, quite flippantly, often we say we're flying along Southampton Water. And actually, we probably are flying along Southampton Water. Neil Chapman is the Managing Director of Hover Travel. And actually, that's not an untruth, is it, Neil? We are flying.
You are officially flying, Neil. We have pilots, and we're now being piloted down the Southampton Waters to our factory. You're actually flying not very high, I have to say, only 1.5 metres, but we can say we're flying.
So we're okay for turbulence, then?
We're absolutely fine for turbulence. And we don't have in-flight catering today, I'm afraid.
We're on Freedom 90, which is one of two craft that Hover Travel normally run this ride and South Sea, and she's a very special craft.
This one obviously holds the world record for the hovercraft that has flown the most hours in the world. Now, to put that in perspective, if you turn that into miles, you could say that she's been to the moon and back and a bit more. But she hasn't, by the way.
Yeah, she flies, but not that high. So how old is she?
She's coming up to about 30 years old. And that's one of the reasons, obviously, where we're coming today, Neil, is to see the new craft being built.
OK, well, we're heading to Griffin Hoverwork, which is in Wollstone. In fact, we're just turning now into the Itchen.
Absolutely right, yeah. Where we build our hovercraft is part of our sister company called Griffin Hoverwork. They're in Wollstone. And we'll be landing this hovercraft. Obviously, it's not a normal route we do, Neil, down here. And we'll be taking ourselves into the actual factory itself.
Well, fair play to Pete for getting us here, because he's normally just used to going that. How far is it between South Sea and Wrights? Oh, it's a 10-minute flight.
Yeah, it's about a 10-minute flight. It's about just under 4 miles, and our pilots are very skilled at doing that route, but they're also very skilled. They come from a walks of life, are very skilled all over the world where they've flown their hovercraft.
Now, thick fog today in the Solent, that hasn't stopped us.
Absolutely not. What it does do, our regulars are aware of this, is that we just need an extra capacity for radar cover, for safety measures, so that's paramount for us. And obviously we do drop our speed to about 30 knots when we're probably doing around about 35, 40 normally.
And I did notice actually as we were coming along Southampton Water, we were flanked by another hovercraft, which I understand is going to Colombia.
Yeah, and that's been followed on different media stories. Griffin Hoverwork do make a number of hovercraft all over the world, ranging from Colombia, which we saw today. She's one of our final testing before she goes out and actually gets shipped out to the country of origin.
Neil, I just want to talk very briefly about Hover Travel, because these wonderful craft were conceived, designed and built a stone's throw from where you're based, yet you're the only company in Europe that operates a regular passenger service. Why is that?
The hovercraft is very unique in what it actually does, and actually the journey needs to be very unique as well. Very adaptable craft, and actually if you look at Ride South Sea, the operating routing zone, in low tide, a lot of our journey is actually over sand, which is perfect for the hovercraft itself.
Well, you're celebrating your 50th anniversary next year, and to mark that anniversary, you're pumping a load of money into some brand new craft.
We are, and today shows a first sneak preview of the actual build going on of both of our craft, hull number one and hull number two, and today will be the first time people will be able to see this.
And what's going to happen to Freedom 90 and her sister?
Still undecided at the moment. She obviously has to be retired. Where her journey will go, wait and see.
Is there a hovercraft eBay?
There's an eBay. There is a second-hand market, believe it or not, Neil, for hovercraft, and that could be a possibility. But until we've got the other two bedded into our service ride to South Sea, then we'll probably make a decision on this one.
Okay, well, for anybody that's been looking out onto the Solent and along Southampton Water and seen Hover Travel, not on its usual route, the good reason, Alex, is that we're just arriving now at Griffin Hoverworks. Very difficult to see outside because obviously the spray covering the windows and quite misty as well. But very exciting day today where Hover Travel are going to be showing us their brand new craft, which have been designed and built to mark their 50th anniversary next year. And we'll be able to hear more about those, Alex, a little bit later on with Louisa Hannon.